Okay, so I'm not crazy. Well, I am crazy, but I took a few pieces from Dvarim, and we're going to connect it to Matos Master. As I always start off, thank you guys for coming. It's a crazy, busy schedule. And to start your day with davening, it's easy. But when you're in the middle of the day and rushing here, and then you're like, sheer, that's like very hard. So, Shkoyach Hebra. Before I get into the Torah, just as a introduction, Maisa, I was in Hass this week with you guys. I think, yeah, you guys were there, yeah?
No, Manayot.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so the Aleph were in Hass, and I also was supposed to go to Hass. And when you walk into Hask, there's a big sign. It says that I hereby accept upon myself the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Echa Kamocha. You ever see that sign? You have to read Rabbi Goldberg's articles.
It was insane.
He's an excellent writer. He's our Rebbe. He's our Rav. But basically, it says before you come into camp, I hereby accept the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Echa Kamocha. We're actually stealing, quote unquote, and we're going to bring it to Boca. We're very into Avos Yisrael. Well, every shul should be into Avos Yisrael, but. And I was there. As soon as you walk in, there's an energy. Just like a regular day. Kids are all running around, playing basketball, davening mincha. You could barely hear the chazan. You know, I daven mincha there. And everyone just... There's a sense of such love and compassion. Very special. So I thought that would be very appropriate for this week. Because in Parshas Chukas, where Aaron HaKohen dies... Right, it's a double parsha, Matos Masa. Everyone's very excited. We have Zaki. Zaki leans very nicely, Baruch Hashem. You'll feel like a regular parsha. Matos Masa, it's the only place in the Torah where a yard site is recorded. Whose yard site is it? Anosh Chodesh Av? Aaron HaKohen. You'll see in Masa, Perek Lamed Gimel, I think. Lamed Gimel. It says that Aaron HaKohen dies. I didn't give it to you, I'm sorry, but if you want to write it down. Aaron HaKohen dies on the first day of the fifth month, which is otherwise known as Rosh Chodesh Av. So the question is why? You know, we always start with a Q, we have to put a Q in. Why is it that Aaron HaKohen, his yard site, is mentioned at all? Number two, you would think that it should be mentioned when he died. Parshas Chukas. The Torah is recorded there. The Torah records it a few weeks later. Parshas Chukas, if you remember, was our first Shabbos. Now, right, Chukas Balak, and then we have Pinchas, and Matos Masi. Why is it mentioning in Masi? Why is the Torah even recorded? So it's really a two-part question. Why is the Torah recorded? And number two, why is the Torah recording specifically Aaron HaKohen's yard site? So, there's a great Hasidic sefer called the Teferet Shlomo of Radomsk. Probably when you went to Poland, did you guys go to Poland this year? I highly recommend it. I barely made it. It was crazy. It was a little expensive, but Baruch Hashem, we were able to figure it out. So you see, there are different towns in Poland. So he was from Radomsk. Most Radomsk Hasidim were killed in the Holocaust. See, he was the first Radomsk Rebbe. So he says an amazing vort. And then we'll go inside to our Rebbe for today. Teferet Shlomo says, why is it that Aaron HaKohen's yard site is mentioned here in Matos Masei? Because Matos Masei is always right before the 9 days. Right, we're gonna bench Chodesh Menachem Av tomorrow. We're going to bench Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. Certain people in my family only go to shul when you bench Rosh Chodesh. It's like a big thing. It's a big thing. Especially they say that people, when they would bench Elul, right, next month, you could hear people crying back in the day. People crying when they hear the word El, because with El, you're not just benching El for El, you're benching for El and Tishrei, because we don't bench on Rosh Hashanah. We bench for El. You have, excuse me, El and Tishrei in mind. So tomorrow we're going to be bringing in the Chodesh of Menachem Av. Teferet Shlomo says, why does the Torah record it? The Torah records it because it always falls out in the 9 days. Chukas is nowhere near the 9 days. When Aaron HaKohen died, it's not near the 9 days. But because the Torah is recording all the travels and all the stops in Parshas Matzah, the Torah specifically wants us to remember who was Aaron HaKohen? What was his main message? If you open up your Sirah, you would see in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, Pirkei Avos, he was an Oiv Shalom Varodiv Shalom. He loved peace and he pursued peace. And this is, I think, very appropriate for us, especially in our camp or any camp or any Jew. Always the Brius when we carve in the Torah, by showing them love and then showing them sensitivity and showing them compassion. Oiv Sabrius, you love the Alufot and the Mani Goat and every Jew. Umikarv in the Torah. That in itself, there's a Vav there. Umikarv, that brings them closer to Torah. Rabbi Nion and others from me now, why is there a Vav there? Because Aharon HaKohen taught us, it's just Rabbi like Rabbi Trink, just love them. You're showing them kindness, you show them love and compassion, Shalom. You show them love and compassion, that in itself brings people closer to Hashem. There's a kid in Alephim, probably the fourth day of camp, and he was having some night canteen problems. There's a girl who wanted to go out with him, and then the next day, I'm just telling you a story, Mamash happened to me. So he asked me for advice. He doesn't ask me if it's okay if he should go out with her. He was asking me how he should go about right now that she wasn't to him, I'm not allowed to say that, and then now she's not interested. So in my head, I'm like, if I came out of Shana Aleph, I would probably tell him, I'm sure no one here, I would be very judgmental. Girlfriend? Camp? Usher. That's not what he was asking me. He was asking me how he should go about it. So I gave him some of my, a tip or two. And now he's still happy, but I don't think I'm not a marriage counselor. But I told him, like, I just showed him a little bit. And then I asked him at the end, I said, why did you ask me? You know me for 4 days. Why do you ask me about your relationship questions in Camp Moriah Shah? You know me for 4 days. I asked him straight up. He said, my best friend told me whenever you have an issue, you go to your father and mother, best friend, and then he goes, a Rebbe. Go to the Rebbe. It's okay, but I guess I'm a Rebbe. But I think it all starts with just showing kindness and compassion. That's why the Torah records Aharon HaKohen's Yartzeit in our Parsha, to remind us before the 9 days, that right this week, Tuesday night, Wednesday is already the Menachem, or not, or is Rosh Chodesh Av. I remember we went to Dougie's a few years back, so I don't know if the programming office in Camp Moriah Shah saw. Shalom. I don't know if they saw the office. No one's late. The Kusker says, we're late, but it's never too late. Shkar for coming. I don't know how you guys do it. You're in the middle of the day, you just like come for shir. Good for you guys. So shkar. I said at the beginning, but I'll say it again. Shkar. So we're at Dougie's a few nights ago. Not sure anyone was there when I was there, but I was like manning. My favorite part of the whole day, obviously, was Hask. Then right under Hask was like making sure everyone got their Dougie suit. I started announcing that I worked there, and then the people said, like, you don't work here. But like I get a geschmack making sure that everyone got their Dougies. And then I could sit down, and I'm not arrogant, but that's one of the things I enjoyed. I'm a little bit arrogant, but I try not to be. I'm working on it. My wife always says, you have to work. Okay, I'm working. Why am I saying this? The Dougies? What were you just saying right before? Oh yeah, so the programming office decided that Machshav Ben Manis would be the night of the 9 days, the night that the 9 days is starting. So just imagine, Mani Goat and Mani Gim, Alephim and Alephot, all going to Dougie's at the same time. They didn't do this smart thing of going first there, 400 kids going to Dougie's, same time. Everyone got their $10 bill, no one's going to the pizza shop. They're going to use that $10 for like another combo to sell to their brother from another mother. Very good. We didn't have that rule back in the day not to bring it back. It was crazy. It was wild. That whole area where you could order and the banister. But I felt there's such an achdus. So for the chaver here that we're just going to repeat, why is it, if it's okay if I repeat, just to make sure everyone is on the same page. We didn't even go inside yet. Why is it the Torah records Aharon HaKohen's Yartzeit in our Parsha and not in Chukas when he actually died? His Yartzeit is Rosh Chodesh Av. So you should really mention it Parshat Chukas, when he died. He's the only Yartzeit in the entire Torah. Right? The birthday, the only birthday is Paro. Okay. The only question is, the only Yartzeit is Aharon HaKohen. Why are we mentioning Aharon HaKohen's Yartzeit? And number two, why are we mentioning it here? So he said from the Tiferet Shlomo of the great Rabbi Radomsk, R-A-D-O-M-S-K. Radomsk, and he said from Poland, he said, because it always falls out during the 9 days. And we're going through all the 42 travels. We want to remind ourselves about Aaron HaKohen. And I didn't say this, but I'll say it over here on page one. When it's the yard site of someone, it's an... So we grew up, I don't know if anyone here, I grew up on a yard site and my mother went to the cemetery. It was sometimes a very serious day. But it's also a very happy day. It's kind of both. Because on the day of the yard site, the neshama is going up and up in Shemaim. It's a tremendous day. Let's look inside. Page one. So the Lev Simcha. The Lev Simcha was the Ger Rebbe. He was one of the Imre Emes' sons. Right? We talked about the Imre Emes last week. If you go on Rehov Yafo, by the light rail, cross street from the Shuk. Please have me in mind when you go this year. Please God, if you go back, who's going back? Nice. It's not like I didn't go to my parents said no. Okay. It's all good. Going back, doesn't going back, we talked about last week, a Jew can even grow in America. But if you go back to Israel and you're gonna go to the light rail and you're gonna put on your Google Maps the Ger Yeshiva, they couldn't get the Imre Emes in 1948 to Har HaZeisim. They couldn't bring him. It was Shavuos. So they buried him literally. That's the Shuk, the light rail, and a block and a half later, like on the way to get to Meir Sharm, is the Imre Emes and the Imre Emes' son, the Lev Simcha, I believe, is buried there. So let's look inside. From the Lev Simcha. This is straight from Lakewood this week. Rav Chanan Bina was in Lakewood, and he got me the Sefer on Devarim. We take Hashem should bring Shalom upon all of Klai Yisrael. We say this at the end of Shemon Esrei. And he says, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Tavshin Mem Beis. That's 1982. Yom Hilula Gadol. A yard site is a very big day. Hilula, the Aaron HaKohen. It's the yard site of Aaron HaKohen. We know that the Mishnah says the Perkei Avos. I'm sorry that it's in Rashi script, but this is how the Sefer came. Heaven mi tamid of Sha'an, Oyv Shalom, Rodesh Shalom, Oyv Sabir, Mekarim of the Torah. You should love people, you should love peace. Sorry, you should love Shalom, you should pursue Shalom, you should love peace, and you should pursue peace, even in the bunk, even with Mani Goat, even with your, even when there's, when it's hard. We always want peace. And the lesson Aaron Cohen taught us, Oyv Sabir, Mekarim of the Torah. By just loving them, that brings them closer to Torah. Says the Rebbe. That's the Mesna Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Close. Brackets closed. The F Shashal Ze Anim of Akshim Osa Shalmer Mamav Hu Yasa Shalmer Inav HaKol Yisrael. That's really what we're asking. When we take three steps back, and or during Kaddish, when the Chazan takes three steps back, we're actually asking Hashem that He should bring Shalom upon us. That He should help us bring Shalom upon us. That we should have Aaron HaKohen, we should have access to Aaron HaKohen's Midah. Let's get the parentheses. Ukhtiyis of Neda Nirdav Aladas as Hashem Keshachar Nachan Motzo B'yamim Elu Kal Yoser Lahagil Lezeh. Anyone know what those words mean? I circled it. And I got very excited. Kal Yoser. Right. Much easier. Very good. To acquire this Mida, meaning the Mishnah gives us a mandate. The Mishnah gives us a statement. We should be a student of Aaron HaKohen. Zehu. It's very easy, not very, it's hard to do throughout the rest of the year. But on the yard site is a day where we very much feel connected. This world is connected to the next world. So if the Aaron HaKohen's yard site, we're able to be like him. Not only on Moshe Chodesh Av, but also during the 9 days. Tichsev is a pasuk in Eicha. Kol rodfeh hisigu abeinu mitzarim. Kol rodfeh, anyone who chases, kisigu abeinu mitzarim. Anyone who chases Hashem, we'll be able to find him in the Beinah Mitzvah, which is the 3 weeks. Right, Hashem's not in the palace during the 3 weeks, and he's definitely not in the palace during the 9 days. He's on the road. So even though he's getting kicked out, and Chas V'Shalom, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be not rebuilt again. So before then, the king is already outside of the palace. But it's actually much easier to get access to the king when he's not in the palace. Kal Yosra Ligyelov. Alkin b'yamim where I underlined. Alkin b'yamim elu nedor nitzav ladas Hashem Aaron HaKohen v'rodev shalom hayom bilula shalom kal yoser like yos b'yom yos mitamidov. It's extra easy, and Hashem is giving us an access card to be a student of Aaron, on the rest of the year, but come Tuesday night, Wednesday, comes the Shabbos. Because you know this Ram tells us that even when we're still in the month of Talmud's Shabbos, but if you're already thinking, we're davening from Mevarchim, Chodesh Menachem Av, right, whoever's going to daven Musaf tomorrow, to work on that, to figure out who's going to daven, the access, the Rebbe from the Shibol, he already told us back in the day, the Schus and the Levine still have the Schus to daven in the Shibol and Shemekin States. So he always told us that even though it might be Thomas still on Sunday, but if you already you're already davening for Chodesh of Av, the Chodesh of Av is already starting that Shabbos. So tomorrow, when we bring that Yiratzin in, Aharon HaKohen's neshama is very much accessible. To be able to be a little bit more like him, a little bit more kind, a little bit more compassionate. And he ends up on the top of the line, Yishabes HaMindash Necher B'Glasin Eschinum, V'Adei Shalom, Yibana B'Meher of Yaminu Amen. The Gemara in Yoma tells us that the Gemara's basis of interest was destroyed because of Sin Eschinum, and how do we bring it back? Through Avaschinim, through love. Right? There's a great picture in Hask when I was spacing out during Mincha. Oh no, it was right before Mincha. But I was also spacing out during Mincha. It was the holiest Mincha. I'm still talking to you guys, but Rabbi Goldberg, you know, in the article, he was saying that people were like bing yang, and that's exactly how I felt. But I was just like, that was the most focused Mincha I've had the entire summer, because they were just like so pure. Everyone, and I was just like, Hashem, just take my tefillos with their. Take my tefillos with them here, Rav Kook. We were destroyed by Sidus Chayim, Baisel Seishid, and Rav Kook says, we will return to rebuilt by Avas Chayim, unconditional love. Of Avin Yitzchak Kohen Kook, Cam Hask. Mic drop. It's true. Mama's true. Hitler didn't decide, you know, oh, you're religious? Oh, you went to, I'm just going to use this because my wife told me stereotypes. You went to Mechala? Okay, you go to the gas chambers. But Shalvim and MMY, I'm not sure. Hopefully I'm not hitting on anyone's snarish guy. It's ridiculous. Her friends went to crazy Beis Yaakov's, and they're religious. And then you have other people that in Minmo, you know, they're living in the middle of Mount Rashkol. They never left Eretz Yisrael. So it's one of my pet peeves. I hate people. I love every Jew. I hate the concept that people will judge a person or judge a shidduch resume based off of a seminary. Sorry. And pet peeve. Good. So we'll end off with this. Before we get to the second piece, there's a great rabbi known as Rabbi Lezer Gelzahar. Rabbi Lezer, highly recommend you to get his Sefer on Amazon. Changed my life. The Rebbe that I never had. Okay. So he died at the age of 46. He was a bus on Eretz Yisrael. You probably know the Rabbi Yoel Gold video. He was the little giant man where he was filling up gas. You know this one. Basically, Claire, quickly, New Jersey, you're not allowed to, I love this, in New Jersey, you're not allowed to fill up gas.
Do you know why?
I don't know why.
Because my teacher told me this.
Yeah, it's here.
So it sounds crazy because there was like an issue with like mafias in New Jersey, and they would like do things at gas stations, I guess. I have no idea.
Okay.
So.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's not much crazy. Till today, we lived in the Heights for 3 years. We never got gas in New York, in the city. We always got gas when we went to Teaneck. We
it's
went
also
to.
Cheaper.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
Much cheaper. Go on Route 17. You just got to pick one. So he's driving down the Garden State Parkway. Not him. Rav Lazar's daughter. 2 years after he died, and he pulls up. She pulls up to a gas station, and there's a gas attendant there. It's like a little person. I don't think the word midget is respectful nowadays. But that in the book it said that a little. And he was like 40. And his Lazar's daughter has a picture of her father in the car. And he starts bugging out. He puts the gas in. She pulls on the window. She says, "Who is that?" She goes, "That's my father. I've been looking at him for 2 years. What's a Hasidish Rosh Hashiva have to do with a gas attendant?" So he said, so in the story, I'm butchering the story, but you'll get the book. Please get the book. I'll tell him about you. Anyone you guys have the book? It's the tremendous book. It changed my life. You have to get it. It's on Amazon, $18. Changed my life. I'm actually in touch with the Blazer's wife and his children. Not a flex. He changed my life. So we're trying to be a little bit more like him. So they asked this gas attendant, "How do you know this Hasidish Rosh Hashiva?" He said, "When your father," first he said how he died. He died in a bus accident in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't say how. but basically the driver or another driver, the bus was going off the road. The driver was texting or something. He was in the front, swerved the bus back on the road, saved everyone, and he was hurt. And 10 months later, he returned his neshama to Hashem, a test kislev. Crazy thing is that my wife's grandmother's yard site, test kislev. The day they got into a car accident 12 years ago, 11 years ago, take a guess. Test kislev. Test kislev. I feel very connected to not the Yutes. Yutes kislev is the birthday of Chassidus, but test kislev is also a big day. So she goes, how do you know my grandfather? How do you know my father? So he goes, every single time your father would come, he would make me feel special. And this is how he said it. He was the first person to make me feel tall. Because he said, you have every reason to stay in bed, feel bad for yourself. God created you a little differently. And you go out, and you're brave, and you're self-confident. If you could do it, I'm going to tell my students that they could do it too. He said, I've been missing him for 2 years. Wild story. If you didn't get the book, get the book. Or go on YouTube right after, or go on YouTube right now. Put in Rabbi Yoel Gold, Little Giant Man. You get the book in 5 seconds. The book changed my life. And that's a living Aaron HaKohen. To be a little bit more kind, not to just a Jew, but to non-Jews as well. Okay, we have 5 minutes. Here we go. So now, the Rebbe says, also Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, he gives us the same, on page two now, he gives us the same introduction. You have to be a little bit more like Aaron HaKohen. He was the one, loved peace, pursued peace. But now he says, Shamati Me'achavetz Chaim, second paragraph. I heard from the Chavetz Chaim, Shashal, that he asked my father. We know that the Imre Emes and the Chavetz Chaim, they're very close. Before the Holocaust, the Chavetz Chaim died in 1935, before the war, I think. And the Imre Emes died in 1948. So there was a lot of overlap there in Poland. Let's just read it inside. Benisil Levino, Amash Omim Kimechakem Anach Nulach. Right? We say this in, I believe, Modim. We're waiting for you. Are we really waiting for Hashem? Are we really waiting? See by the second arrow. That even if we're missing, like, you know, the classic Shana Aleph, I want to learn. Or I want to keep Shabbos. Or I want to He says we should want to feel that hargasha, that chisorum. As he say in Etzemach, gam betzvila obrim ki l'shoscha kivino kol hayom, u'mimstapim l'shua. That we yearn for the day, for the ultimate day, the Mashiach shetzrichem lekavos ulatapos lishuaso. Chavetz Chaim told Imre Emes that, well, you know what it means? Kimechakim anachalach, that we're waiting, that even if we're not waiting for the Beis Hamikdash, things are, we want. V'yesh girsu metzapim l'chal lishu, v'akavana lishuaso, al kviyocho yisbach, shebechol tzarosam lo tzar. Sometimes we think the Beis Hamikdash is all about us. What about Hashem? Because anything that happens to the child is also happening to the father. Shemavakshim Atsar Hashchina, says the Lev Simcha. You know what we have to think about also? Stop thinking about our own lack. What about Hashem's lack? Right? When your child or when you get hurt, you know who also gets hurt? Your parent gets hurt. I know when my daughter just broke her arm, I felt like I broke my arm a little bit. I mean, I couldn't go to the urgent care. I couldn't deal with the crying. My wife did, Baruch Hashem, but it was that's exactly what the bottom line is. When Hashem, you think Hashem wants the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Hashem doesn't want another 9 days. Hashem doesn't have to leave the palace. So the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, and the Lev Simcha is flushing it out. When we're in pain, Hashem's in pain. And we have the ability to be a little bit more like Aaron HaKohen. We have the ability, especially during the 9 days, to tap into that tsar that Hashem has. Right? We say, Hemo. Hopefully we're going to sing this in Meretz Hashem Sunday night in Yerushalayim. But I have to sing it in Leikomo. We'll sing it here. I'm very connected to Hema, for those who were listening during davening or not, because I walked out to Hema at my wedding. I only can't march out. I only got it 4 years later. But okay, everyone, it's never late. Baruch Hashem, it's not a competition. Hema karvan afalav, anachnu kamen v'nusodad. So if you, right? So if they're going to fall, and we rise up, and we daven to Hashem, Hashem Hashiach, HaMelech Yanid, that Hashem should save us. But if you go in early in this paragraph of Tehillim, I believe it's this Tehillim Chaf. There's a pasuk here. The pasuk is, Hashem, that Yimali Hashem kol mashal secha. That Yimalei Hashem Kol Mashal Sechot. The Pashup Shat, what does that mean? That Hashem should fulfill all requests. Yimalei Hashem Kol Mashal Sechot. Says the Baal Shem Tov. This is another Q or A or whatever you want. Or on the bottom, or right next to this, wherever you want to write it. Yimalei Hashem Kol Mashal Sechot does not just refer to Hashem fulfilling our requests. Yimalei Hashem, that we want Hashem's name to be full. But we know that Rashi, the end of Parshas Bashach, says, Kiyad al Kiska, Hashem's name will only be half full until Mashiach comes. It's only Yod Heh. So we say, Yimalei Hashem, that Hashem's name, that Hashem should be full, that it should be Yud Kei Vav Kei in the world, Kol Mashal Sechot, that all of our requests, it kind of flips the pasuk on its head, that all our requests is that Yimalei Hashem, that all our requests is that Hashem's name should be full, that Hashem shouldn't have to have another Beis HaMikdash destroyed, that Hashem shouldn't have to see, you see this online, I saw this morning, there's a Sefer Torah gathering, a burning tomorrow in Sweden. Did you see this? It's wild that the Swedish government came out with, because there was a Quran that was burned in Sweden, so they came out with this thing tomorrow, literally tomorrow, Hashem Yerachem, hopefully it doesn't happen, that the Swedish government came out that they're going to get a Sefer Torah, or maybe they even have a Sefer Torah, that they're going to have a public gathering in front of the Israeli embassy of the burning of a Sefer Torah. It's kind of like a keynote. They feel like this happens. This is a keynote. It's wild. So we dive into Hashem, that His pain is our pain, and our pain is His pain. So let's just review. The Tiferet Shlomo told us the beginning question, why is it that Aaron HaKohen's yard site is mentioned here and not Parshas Chukos where he died? Because the 9 days always falls out Matas Maseh. And therefore, Aaron HaKohen is davening for us. Aaron HaKohen is there for us. We have the ability, says the Leif Simcha, Kal Yoser, for us to be Tamidim, for us to be students, to access that, like Reb Lazer did. Reb Lazer, not only very, also it's very easy, not very easy, but it's much easier to die by loving Jews. He also lived by loving Jews. I'll tell you a story at the end all about him. Rabbi Emerson put it in his article this week. It's Kal Yoser. This is the time for us to be able to gain access to Aaron HaKohen. Not just waiting for the 9 days. Already during the 3 weeks, already on Shabbos. Chodesh Menachanav is already starting. The 9 days is annoying. I can't take such a crazy hot shower. I can't go into the lake. This music, definitely not fast music for sure. I'm going to have to pass that message along from our LT Chever that asked me that question last week. Okay, you know, we also have to realize that the Chever here, sometimes we're not rounding out. This is a Meir Sharm over here. Everyone needs a little bit of a neshama boost. And the 9 days, probably the access will be, hopefully it will be toned down a little bit. But for us to be able to realize we have the ability to gain, to connect it to Aaron HaKohen. And he's davening for us. I didn't mention this before. Aaron HaKohen's davening for us on Chodesh Menachem Av. So it comes through Tuesday night, Wednesday, we should be davening to Hashem, that, not just them, but specifically about them. If I'm not so patient with myself, or patient with my kids, Hashem, help me be a little bit more non-judgmental. Help me realize that the same way like Rabbi Goldberg wrote in that article, that we're not judging all those people. They have physical ailments. They have physical ailments. We should realize that there's an alpha girl who maybe is not dressed the right way, or an alpha guy who's talking maybe the wrong way. Maybe they have something going on in their life. Instead of being judgmental and say, oh, off the road with it, I can't. Stop. I'm not saying you shouldn't talk to him nicely and maybe tell him in a nice way. But to realize that just like in Hess, no one's judging that kid literally yelling during Kiddusha. Never felt so close to Hashem. I never daven mincha there before. Only daven ma'ariv. Mincha there, the campers aren't awake for ma'ariv. I go there during the day. It's crazy. So the same way we're not judging those campers, we can't be judging ourselves, and can't be judging others as well. And finally, number two, Hashem's pain is our pain. And that's what we have to realize. If Hashem is out of the palace, we have to feel it. The Chafetz Chaim told the Miramis we should feel that pain as well. Yimalei Hashem kol mashal sech, Hashem should fulfill all of our requests. But the deeper pshat says the Baal Shem Tov, Yimalei Hashem, that Hashem's name should be full, kol mashal sech. All of our requests, all of our davening, is that His name should be filled, that He shouldn't have to go out of His palace once again. Listen to this crazy story. I'm going to just say it quicker because we're out of time a little bit. Reb Lazer Geldzahl was on one day going to yeshiva, and he noticed a little kid, probably 8 or 9, crying his eyes out. There's 200 people in the yeshiva waiting for him to give shiur, waiting. And hopefully, if you don't want to get the book now, hopefully you'll get the book now after hearing this story. He gets out of the car and asks this 8, 9 years old kid in the bungalow colony, probably like an hour from here, somewhere in Woodburn or South Fallsburg, whatever. Why are you crying? I'm crying. I missed today's a big trip. Today's a big trip day. We had to go to amusement park. I missed the trip, and my parents already dropped me off. Her blazer. I took the kid. I guess he knew the kid from the bungalow colony. Took the kid, drove him an hour to make sure that he went to the park, and then went back to yeshiva. And he came into yeshiva 2 hours later. No, there's no 5-minute rule. I guess the students stayed around, and they asked him, Rebbe, where were you? Respectfully, where were you? We were waiting here for 2 hours. So he told him the whole story, and they said, what's pshat? Why did you drive him? So you don't understand. For a kid to miss that amusement park day, to miss Dorney Park day, it's not just missing that the trip day. It's the anticipation of already 3 days before. Who are you going to sit next to on the bus? Which rides you're going to go on? What'd you get there? What'd you win there? And then everyone's going to be talking about it for days when, you know, we're not. It's not for us. It's like you have Shiri on Sunday, and then we go to the movie Monday. And this was like the number one thing of the summer. He said, I couldn't deal with that with a kid not having to go on the trip, because for a kid that was. And when I read that story, I was just like blown away. That's Aaron Cohen. So that's a very high level. But for us to be able to realize, we have access to Aaron Cohen already the whole 3 weeks, but definitely during the 9 days, and for sure Shabbos, and for sure Moshe Chodesh Menachem Av. Let's all try to be a little bit more like Aaron Cohen, to be a little bit more kind, a little more caring and sensitive to our first ourselves. Sasema says, you have to love your friend like yourself. Who do you first have to love? Yourself. My wife always says, she's a guidance counselor, the people that are not nice usually are the people that are not nice to themselves. People that are mean, people that are rude, people that have chutzpah, because no one ever told them how special they are and how beloved they are. So first we have to love ourselves, then we can spread the love to everyone else. We should be zoicha be'ez Hashem, the source of Aaron HaKoyin, and the source of Reb Lezer, that this Chodesh Menachem Av, we should be zoicha to be in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh with them. Amen. Shabbos.